Welcome to the practice fields outside of Everbank Field. 2016 mandatory minicamp is underway. JP Shadrick with Brian Sexton on a nice, steamy Florida morning.
Morning.
Yes.
Imagine what it'll be like about 3 o'clock this afternoon out here.
I just wait until about noon when this thing's over. It's going to be steamy, but the Jags are on the field for mandatory minicamp. We're going to show you individual drills on the defensive side today, most notably the debut of Miles Jack practicing with the full team. He's been away from the team due to that NFL rule about the college classes ending. So UCLA's commencement was last week. He's cleared to practice now. He's been in the playbook. It's just a matter of getting things done in the field.
Well, it's muscle memory. You know, it's like a golfer's swing, and it's something that you groove. So you try to put the knowledge together with the physical side of it, and you only get that when you're here on the practice field. And that's, you know, everybody looks good out here now. I mean, let's be honest. There's a few guys that you're like, yeah, his foot speed's not quite good enough. He didn't look like he's subtle enough. But guys like Jack, who are supposed to be special athletes, mm-hmm. It won't take long, and he'll, once he's got the knowledge, he'll pop. You'll see him and you go, oh, yeah, that's Miles Jack. You won't even need to know what the number is, because you will be able to see what makes him a gifted athlete.
You know, like Tony Baselli says on the radio shows, during OTAs at least, you may not find out who can play, but you'll find out who can't play. That's pretty easy.
To some degree.
At least in years past, it was easy.
More the offensive lineman. I'll never forget, 97, they had drafted a third-round offensive tackle from Colorado State, Anthony Cesario. God rest his soul, he died of a heart attack a few years ago. But we were coming off the practice field that day, and Baselli says, who's 79? We said, that's Cesario. That's your third-round pick. He said, he can't play at all. I mean, he knew, can't even get in a stance. And they knew that about Anthony right there and then. And so I think in the offensive line, you can tell. But everything else, especially where guys, you're just looking at them run,
yep.
It's hard to tell. Because they all look like better athletes than you and me.
No, sure.
So.
Well, maybe, yeah, me. I mean, you're a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, right. I'm 12 years older than you. So I think the point is that when you're watching the receivers, the undrafted rookie receivers are going to look good. I mean, they're going to be athletic. But it isn't until you line up against Tashaun Gibson in the slot, can you get off the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan Cyprian, can you get away from him in press coverage? So it'll be interesting at training camp for that. But today you're looking to see who pops. Jalen Ramsey, they posted a piece of video on social media last week of him running.
Yes.
When you watched him run, you knew he was better than everyone else.
It wasn't even
tell.
A full-speed run.
No,
it was
but
just
you
a
could,
trot down the field.
Just natural, like a gazelle, like a lion.
Like a lion, gazelle, a horse, whatever animal you want to throw in there.
And he look, he plays like a gorilla now. I mean, he hits you.
Right.
Mix them all up.
So that's one we will not see this week. Jalen Ramsey is doing some work off to the side, but will not practice with the team. He should be back for a training camp. Right now behind us, some special teams work on field one, but on field two, you're taking a live look at Miles Jack, the rookie linebacker out of UCLA, getting a little individual work with Robert Saleh, the linebacker's coach. So we'll stick with Miles here for the immediate moment. We'll also take a look at the defensive line. They'll work close to each other today here on field two. So during individual work, at least, we'll show you both of those position groups.
Well, you know, Miles said in an interview last week that he was watching the tape, but he didn't see himself out there. And so that was what he thought. Just getting on the practice field for these 2 days, two and a half really, because Thursday is pretty much a walkthrough. But these 2 days to be able to take what these coaches are teaching him now and then go in and watch it again on the big screen in the team meeting room is a chance to just reinforce it over and over and over. He's a smart guy. He's a guy who is instinctual and athletic. This shouldn't take too long. If he gets a couple good days here, he should be able to come into training camp and ready to go.
Even though talking to Todd Wash, defensive coordinator, on the podcast that went up this morning, he said there will be a physical little bit of a learning curve for anybody that hasn't practiced, because there are those 10 other guys on the defense you have to account for in a physical nature, just being in the right spot. But like you said, he's bright enough and smart enough, has been in the playbook the whole time, that it won't take him long to overcome that curve.
Now, what will be interesting is to see, you know, we've been told he's going to work at middle linebacker,
mm-hmm.
and to see how that translates to the weak side linebacker, because he's going to learn both spots. And the weak side linebacker is essentially an inside linebacker based on where they line up inside the tackle. So he should be able to grasp that. He's a guy who can play any position along the linebackers. Not that they're going to ask him to, but he's a guy that can do it, which is why he's so special.
We're live from Mandatory Minicamp 2016 at the practice fields outside of Everbank Field. J.P. Shadrick with Brian Sexton. We're showing you live coverage of Miles Jack on the field for the first time. Individual drills coming up after this special teams period. About 10 minutes after 10 o'clock is when the horn will sound to move into individuals, about 4 minutes away from right now. We'll show you linebackers and defensive line today. A few other guys. We've got Miles Jack here taking a look at him. The rest of the linebackers in this group, Paul Posluszny, salty vet. He's been around the league for a long time. Strong middle linebacker.
Let's do one moment on him.
Yes.
You know, there's so much pushback when you talk about what a great middle linebacker Posluszny is. Everyone wants to make the comparison to Ray Lewis. Let me tell you something. Posluszny's a better tackler than Ray Lewis. What Posluszny doesn't do is run sideline to sideline as well as Ray Lewis did. But in terms of a sure-handed tackler, this guy is as good as you will find. He runs pretty well in Ray Lewis. I mean, Ray Lewis was a jet, changed direction, was a headhunter. I mean, Ray Lewis is a Hall of Fame linebacker. Paul Posluszny will not be. But what Paul Posluszny does is make the sure tackle every single time. He is a terrific linebacker, the best middle linebacker the Jaguars have ever had.
And a good guy for Miles Jack to come up underneath, no doubt.
Absolutely. And based on what Jack has shown through a couple of years of college football and clearly what his ability is, if there was going to be a Ray Lewis sort of climb in a linebacker, you'd bet on him more than you would on Paz. But Posluszny is an excellent tackler. We found out last year in that Tampa game when he wasn't on the field. And, Doug, why can't I think of his name? The running back.
Muscle hamster.
Yeah.
Martin. Doug Martin.
Yeah. He just turned Thurston Armbrister inside out.
Yep.
This guy, Posluszny, is a terrific tackling linebacker and a guy who brings real value through the last 2 years of his contract.
Getting good hand work or one-on-one work with Robert Sala, the linebacker's coach, as we speak. Monty Kiffin over there, too, defensive assistant for the Jaguars, getting a close look at one of the newest additions. The special teams portion is just about through, so players running over from the special teams field, field one, over to their individual position groups, and we're moments away from the official start of individual drills. Other linebacker, the pace car driver, Telvin Smith. He'll drive the pace car at the Coke Zero 400 in July.
Well, for what it's worth, his peers saw him as the top 100 player in this league, which tells you how far he's climbed from fifth-round draft choice and a guy who was labeled as being too light, not big enough, to be an every-downs linebacker. He's a playmaker, and I think when you look at the long-term future of the position with Jack and Telvin on the field together, that has the chance to be really, really good.
Very rare speed to have one of those guys that fast, and then you have two.
And two really good tacklers. At least at this point in their career, they proved that they are good tacklers. And that's a lost start in the NFL. You don't get to practice.
There's no practice. Very little practice, at least.
Not live.
Taking a look at linebackers.
Just look at the way Telvin runs. You know, I talk all the time about young lions. I mean, this is a guy who just carries himself. He's just such an athletic guy. And everything you ask him to do, run, coverage, tackling, he is a tremendous athlete.
Linebackers coming over near the defensive lineman. Get a little work on the sled. Telvin Smith going into his third year. Then Paul Posluszny's been around the league for, gosh, how long now? 8 years?
He was a second-round pick of the Bills in 2007. Yeah. So this is his 10th NFL season. But you could just see right there the difference between a young guy in Telvin and an older guy in Paz in just how effortless he makes everything look. Posluszny's not the athlete, but man, is he a smart guy who's more than good enough as an athlete to get the job done, and he puts himself in the right spot. He's athletic enough to reach up and grab an interception here and there, as he did on Peyton Manning a few years ago, on Cam Newton here in the opener last year. But you can just see what youth is when you watch television.
Miles Jack last in this position group. Suppose that's because he hasn't been around. Why not?
Around. Give a chance. Give him a little extra. Chance to watch these guys. I'm anxious to see him. He's a big guy now. And look, I mean, he's got a low center of gravity, 6'1", 245 pounds. With
here
speed
he comes.
And quickness.
Remember, he was around for a rookie minicamp. It wasn't even a true minicamp. Remember, it was more of an orientation than a minicamp. So, very limited on-field work with the Jaguars and none with his teammates so far.
As anybody who is watching can attest, when you're just getting going, whether it's a job or whether it's a sports endeavor, whatever it is, your head's swimming the first day. You're trying to go from drill to drill, even though these may be things you did in college and high school. And you're trying to do it exactly as the coach taught it, exactly as your teammates are doing it, and trying not to think too much. So you're going to see him, I don't know if struggle is the right word, but you're going to see him work through some things here this morning and tomorrow.
Taking a look at defensive line now. This is a deep group. A lot of defensive linemen standing out on the field together. They'll pare it down.
Yeah.
Probably keep 10, you would guess?
Oh, I think it's a certainty they'll keep 10. Now, injuries could change that, but I think 10 guys, and you're looking at a couple of youngsters out there that, I mean, and when I'm just talking about Dante Fowler Jr., who's been as impressive as you have read about, folks. But talking about guys, and Fowler Jr. is about to hit this bag right now. That was quick, but you just see the explosion. Sheldon Day, who's wearing 61, lined up right there. He'll be the next with his hand on the ground. Is a guy who's got great quickness. And behind him, Yannick Ngakoue, who, hey, you know, people didn't see a lot of Maryland. They weren't very good last year. He's a heck of a player.
You know, go back to Sheldon Day and this three-technique position now. You got Malik Jackson. Cedric Marks is coming off another injury, but he's back and doing some individual work now for the Jags. Sheldon Day is the third-string guy. That pound for pound might be the deepest position, single position on the team.
On the defense, it absolutely is. And, I mean, obviously Jackson, as he just runs through there, is the big, strong $90 million man. And Day is the future. I mean, so you've got Jackson under contract for 6 years, but he's in his prime right now. And what you want to be able to do with your roster is have players behind them. You want a role for him this year as he works his way and learns the pro game. But by the time Jackson is winding down, he should be in his prime and contributing before Jackson winds down. The next 3 years, Sheldon Day should become a big-time playmaker for you based on what we're hearing from Dave Caldwell and his staff on his potential.
Still looking.
And then you've got Cedric.
Cedric, who's going to roll in this year with Malik. And
so it's an abundance of riches. If you've got him back and healthy, you can keep both Jackson and Marks well-rested, fresh, and then work in Day here and there in certain situations. You know, you could see a lineup at some point this year of Marks, Jackson, and Day with Fowler out there. All three technique kind of get up the field tackles. You know, they've done things with their lightning package in recent years where they've put all Leos on the field. Why not all three technique tackles in maybe second and six, right? Where there's still a chance that the team's going to run the ball, and you've got three big bodies who can play the run and get up the field. This, the abundance at the position gives Todd Wash and Gus Bradley just so many options.
A live look at minicamp 2016, the mandatory minicamp. 3 days here on the field today, tomorrow, and then Thursday. We hear it might be a little lighter than normal the last day, and then the players are out for the summer. They're back at the end of July for training camp. So this is the last chance and the only chance for fans to get a look at the Jaguars before the summer break and before training camp at the end of July. So a nice crowd has come out today as well to take a look at these guys. We'll take you through the end of this position group period, and we'll be done with our live coverage today. We'll have plenty more coverage after practice. Miles Jack with his live press conference right after practice today here on the field. We'll carry that for you, Gus Bradley. And then all the wrap-up coverage a little later inside the Jaguars and all the rest here on Jaguars.com.
I don't know whether our viewers just saw it because the D-line was moving out of position, but you just saw Miles Jack reach back to the inside as he was going outside. Long arms, big hands, reach back in and snatch the ball that one of the coaches threw errantly and just plucked it right out of the air. Great instincts. Great natural physical qualities to go with the speed and the intellect and the understanding, the instincts that he is thought to bring to the game.
You know, Brian, the great question is always going to be for him, unfortunately, how about the knee, right? A lot of national folks will ask about that. But Dave Caldwell said it. He said it that he's cleared to go. He's 100% right now. If it was UCLA, he'd be, you know, practicing in the spring then. Everything seems to have checked out.
Well, the only thing you can do is go play, you know. And if he plays all year this year and doesn't need cleanup or anything at the end of the year, then those stories and concerns will start to abate a little bit. I think naturally people are going to look at it, but, hey, you know, all it takes is somebody to blow out the other knee to give you a whole new story, right? So it's a dangerous game. As we know, players get hurt. If he can prove himself and be on the field 70, 80% of the snaps that they need him, I don't think people will carry it too much further. There's a guy I'm interested in watching. That's Tyrone Holmes from Montana.
As we kind of go back to the defensive line here, Tyrone Holmes, a defensive end, just finished his drill. And, you know, it's another Leo to the spot. We'll get to defensive line coming back up in just a moment, but we'll finish up with the linebackers first.
Overall, as you look at this roster, go position by position by position, what you see is athleticism, talent, and some depth.
A couple of minutes away from the end of this position period. This will wrap our coverage today. We'll be live again tomorrow here on Jaguars.com for the second day of mandatory minicamp. Stay tuned for showtimes and more. We'll adjust the schedule a bit tomorrow. Of course, as we mentioned a moment ago, stick with us throughout the day here on Jaguars.com. Miles Jack will have his press conference. He's back in town with the Jags after missing the last few weeks of OTAs due to that NFL rule, but Miles Jack is ready. He's on the field. You just watched his individual work today.
Well, and I think it's safe to say just by looking that a position that the Jaguars have not had great speed, they have not had numbers at, that they've needed help at, has been dramatically upgraded with the presence of Miles Jack. At some point this year, they'll have a role carved out for him. Posluszny may come off the field on certain downs. You may see Posluszny with Telvin and Jack in certain packages out there. But they've got three elite-level guys who can play.
That's good news.
Yep.
Really good news.
I should say this. Elite athleticism. What they do now determines whether they become elite linebackers. But in terms of the ability to run and the ability to play the game, they've got the top athleticism that they need.
They've got to just grow it from there. That'll do it for our coverage today here on Jaguars.com from Mandatory Minicamp. Stay tuned throughout the day. Miles Jack will have his post-practice press conference. We'll carry that live right here and then inside the Jaguars to wrap up the day a little bit later this afternoon. For Brian Sexton and everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com live from Minicamp.